Welcome to the Anthony Harry podcast and to part 8 of our ongoing series of Becoming a Better Artist. In this episode, we're going to talk about why your ideas don't matter. So let's get into it. I saw a post today on Twitter. I've been more active on Twitter because I think that that as a social media platform and as a networking tool is greater than, say, Facebook, for example. So I've been trying to be more active on Twitter, following everyone from literary agents to fellow creators, writers, artists, people I think I can learn from, and people that I would like to know and connect with and have some level of a rapport with, because I think that it could lead to an improvement in my career. One of the people I follow is an artist named Brian Hitch. Brian Hitch is a phenomenal artist, and he posted today that a comment about ideas are a dime a dozen, and just because you have an idea, that isn't enough. And he said that he shares this because he's spent decades doing it wrong. And he wants people to understand that what really matters is the work. And I was trying to think of something to talk about today because I wanted to keep the streak going. I did an episode yesterday. I wanted to do another episode today and really just see how healthy I can keep these conversational topics going. Ideally, doing some sort of a podcast Monday through Friday, every day as I drive home from work. And part of that is a benefit to me because it gets my head into the space of what I want and what I desire and what I'm trying to accomplish, which then I hope creates momentum into the evening so that when I get home and I start working on, sit down to work on artwork or writing or whatever it might be, that momentum turns into the motivation needed to do the work. So when I saw his tweet, it resonated with me. And I've also talked about it before. Me making comments about whether it's on posts online or within the podcast or if you meet me face to face, you get me talking about creating and doing things, it will not be too long before I will get on top of that soapbox and talk about that what matters is doing the work. Like, nothing else matters. You can have the greatest idea. You can have the most ambition. You can want it so badly. And yet, if you haven't done the work, it's just a dream. You're just rocking this illusion of things that are shiny and sound nice. And yet, the opposite. Say you don't talk to anybody about anything. You haven't shared your idea. You haven't been on social media or at comic book conventions saying, I'm going to make the next great comic book. But instead, you sat down and simply made the book. You wrote it, you drew it, you put it together, you put it out there and you published it. And the next thing you know, it gets in front of the right person because you, again, did the work to get it in front of that person. Fans become familiar with it, so they start supporting it and loving it. And then all of a sudden you're winning Eisner Awards, or you get picked up by an agent who then gets you in contact with a publisher, and now your next book is being funded and paid for on a professional level. That only happens from doing the work and never happens purely because you can talk a good talk and you have great ideas and whatever. And it's something that I've had to work at because I hate saying these things because I'm not trying to be like, hey, look at Anthony, he's great. I have a friend, he's like a brother to me. I consider him my brother, but he's very kind, and he will often credit me as being one of the hardest working people that he knows, because I'm constantly putting in the work. And yet, every time he says that, all I can think about is all the times where I failed to put in the work in the right area, or all the times that I talked about, oh, here's a project and here's something I'm going to do, and the fact that those projects might not be done yet. And like, there's one specifically that I'm thinking of that will be done, and it's close to being complete, and I'm continuing to work on it. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work because it's technically a full-length, you know, graphic novel. It was going to be like a 3-issue miniseries. And it's just work and hours and hours and hours of my life that have been invested into this book to create a property and a product that hopefully people will connect to and enjoy. And I don't get paid for it. And in fact, you know, when everything's said and done, unless I score some sort of awesome licensing thing and get a movie deal, which, you know, is never off the table, I would love to have that happen. But until that happens, I really doubt that I'm ever going to sell enough copies of this book to pay me for the hours that I've invested into producing the book. And that is a hard reality of graphic novels and comics. And by the way, yes, I am, again, recording this in my car. It's raining again. So hopefully the ambiance in the background isn't too annoying. But it's a lot of work. Like, I get asked all the time. This episode, I don't know when you're listening to it, but I'm recording it September 14th, 2021. We are still in the pandemic. Comic conventions have not been a reality for me in almost 2 years. And I was super, super, super stoked and privileged to be a part of Free Comic Book Day this year. They did it in the summer. I was able to be at a retailer. And it was a new retailer, new fans, whole new thing for me. And it was great. I got to meet people. I got to introduce them to my work. I got to talk to them about why they love comics. And something that I always get asked at these type of events is, how long did it take you to draw this? Or, you know, how much time do you spend on a page typically? And I always answer honestly. I'll actually just go into the book, like my portfolio, and I'll say, okay, well, this piece right here, this took, you know, 8 hours, whereas this piece, I spent 3 days on it. You know, so it's more like 24 hours of work. And if I take, like, what, they want to put minimum wage at $15 an hour. So you take $15 and, you know, do that, say, just to keep it easy, 10 hours worth of work, then that means I should have got paid at a minimum $150 for the illustration. But you do the same thing at 20 hours worth of work, you know, and now you're looking at half of that. Maybe, you know, you if you got the same pay, the same $150 for the same illustration, but it's 20 hours worth of work, well, now you're $7.50 an hour. And it's an interesting thing to put in perspective, because I think that that's something that makes it difficult for people to want to complete the work, to want to stay committed to accomplishing their comic book dreams, you could call it. And there has to be more value to it than simply saying, okay, well, I'm going to get paid eventually. I think we can all tell the people who do stuff purely to get paid. And there are other people who legit love the craft. They love what we do. They love the creating and the structure and the education that comes from putting together every new story. And those are the guys that end up with you know, decades long careers where they've been in the business for 20, 30, 40 years is, yes, it's a job. Yes, you want to be compensated for your hard work. But at the same time, you love it. And seeing Brian Hitch's post today to talk about your ideas are don't matter. Like, they're a dime a dozen, implying that you can get plenty for cheap. And there's other people that will say, well, there's only so many types of stories, and there, you know, there's only like seven plots, or there's, you know, only a dozen or a handful of different types of stories that you can tell. Like, is it a love story? Is it a revenge story? Is it a war story? Is it whatever? And to an extent, that's true. And it shows sort of the limits that we have as storytellers. But it's also shortchanging the opportunity. But it just drives home the fact that the idea is not the important part. For example, Superman created, what, 1938? He is just an amazing character that has resonated with people for over 80 years. And there are plenty of Superman copies out there. I mean, even DC Comics themselves have characters within their own pantheon of superheroes that are essentially Superman clones. And yet, at least, and this is perhaps a bias on my part, but I'm going to say it anyways, none of them come close to Superman when Superman is done well. And that's the key, is in the execution. Do we, A, do the work and understand the nature of the craft and what it takes to tell the story well? Do we execute it in a manner that, you know, the audience is going to like and appreciate, be able to, you know, easily connect with? And really the most important part is, do we finish the work? I'm currently in the midst of writing my next novel, and it really doesn't matter that I'm writing the novel until I've finished the novel. Because until I reach the finish line, all it is just stuff. It's a collection of story elements, chapters, words. But until I've finished it, and now there's a complete story to read and enjoy and become immersed in, until that happens, I haven't really done anything of value. Not in the long-term grand scheme of things. And that can be daunting by itself and can be intimidating for people to want to even go in, because they might feel, oh, well, there's no way I could write an 80 to 100,000 word novel. And so we almost have to fight against that reality of things not mattering until it's finished, and break it down into smaller steps. Like for me, I don't do anything until I have the outline done. Once I have the outline done, then I flesh out the characters more. Then I start writing, and I do it a chapter at a time. And that's all I focus on, is chapter after chapter until I've worked my way through the whole outline, and then I have the novel done. And there are some points where I know that outline saves my ass. And it's the same thing with the comic book script. You just do it page after page after page. I'm not a person who can really jump around. I do start with page one, and I work forward from there. And I do it in steps. First, rough out everything. Do all the layouts. Then go back and fine-tune the pencils. Then once the pencil's done, then I go into inking mode and do the inking. And only after everything's been inked can I go back and do, like, colors or letters or anything else that I might need to do. And it's going to be different for you. It's different for everybody. You find a pattern that you're comfortable with. But the work is what's important. So if you have goals that you're working towards, embrace your ideas, celebrate your ideas, and hold on to them. And then act on them. Do the important part, which is executing towards your goal, do the work, because through the completion of your work, that is when your ideas matter. Thanks for listening. This is another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and I hope you come back for more. Thank you, friends.